So the Mishnah says, so Ketza Mizamnin, Bishlosha Omer Nevarech, Bishlosha Vehu, Omer Baruchu. Be'asara Omer Nevarech Elokeinu, Be'asara Vehu, Omer Baruchu. Echad Asara Ve'echad Asara Ribo. So once you get to 10, or 10,000, or 100,000 rather, Asara Ribo, so it doesn't make any difference in the world. Rashi says, Kolomar Kol Shava Misharuyim Lahaskar Sashem and Tzrichim Lashanos. So the Gemara is going to ask a question on this based on the continuation of the Mishnah. B'meyahu omer nevarech Hashem elokeinu, b'meyahu omer baruchu, b'elav omer nevarech Hashem elokeinu elokei Yisrael, b'elavu omer baruchu, b'ribo omer nevarech Hashem elokeinu elokei Yisrael elokei tzvakos yoshev akruvim alamazon shachalnu, b'ribo v'hu omer baruchu, kinin shehu mevarech kachonim achrav. Again, it's all going to be based on, you know, whatever you think it is. Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev Hakruvim al Amazon Shechalnu. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Lefi Rov HaKal Heim Mevarechim. It seems like we just said that. Shenemar, B'makilos Baruch Hu Elokeim Hashem Imakar Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Akiva, fascinating line here. The heart of the Lamdus. So why do I like this line so much at the Mishnah? Because it gets at the heart of the issue, is davening really the same issue as benching? Right? Is that the shvachos of davening, right? Baruch Hu Es Hashem, or Rabbi Shmuel, which is the obviously the dispositive minag, hamvorach, right, shalolahotzi es atzmo min haklal, as we'll see, is that really what we're trying to achieve in the context of, you know, birkas hazimun? Or is it something else altogether? Right, so this is important. So Amar Shmuel alolam al yotzi adam es atzmo min haklal, that what this is driven by is, you know, that a person should not be motzi himself from the klal. That might be the same reason that you have mevorach as opposed to and nevarech as opposed to baruchos. So let's see Rashi. Al yosi es asmo aval pisha barba hu rashi lomar lishlosha baruchu tov lo sheyomar nevarech val yosi atzmo miklal hamevarchem. Right, you want to be, you know, amongst those who are blessing Hashem. So if you take a look over in Tosfos, there's just each Tosfos here is small but really interesting. So Tosa says, Nevarech Elokeinu Garsina, Velo Garsina Nevarech Lelokeinu Belamid, Tadavka Gabe Shir Vehodah Ksiv Lamed, Kimo Shiru Lashem, or Galu Lashem, Abal Gabe Bracha, excuse me, Lomatsinu Sehalashon, Vechain Mefurash Beseder Rav Amram. Now what's so fascinating about this Tosfos is, Galu Lashem Iti was Gufa, Ilan. Right, that was the very makoros. It's not such a wild girsa. In any event, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mamatzinu Bebeisak Neses, Echad Asara, Ve'echad Ribo, Mashvad Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Moda Bebeisak Neses, Midekamer Mamatzinu, Kilomar Shata Modali. Right, it sounds like Rabbi Kiva is saying, excuse me, well, you Rabbi Yossi Aglili are going to be Moda in the context of Beisak Neses, as there's no difference between 10 and 100,000, so Maishna, the Pligi Verkas Amazon, So Tosfos happens to give a very technical answer to a most fundamental question. The technical answer is the Shliach Tzibur is not paying attention because you got, you know, this is like the good old days. Who knows it's going to be this way anymore. But you guys hanging out in the back, and it's Chazar Sashatz, and they're popping out, and, you know, who knows, it's a Kiddush club already. So, you know, you just have to assume that there are 10 people there and hope that the 10th guy is enough sense of achrayis to the tzibur not to pop out. You know, but when it comes to benching, everybody's kavua. It's a very technical answer. But, you know, you could go in a different direction altogether. You'd say no, right? That the whole idea is, of course, that tefillah is a din in the tzibur, right? It's a, you know, that's, once you get to 10, so that halachically, that's defined as a tzibur. But Birchas HaZimun isn't a din and a tzibur altogether. Because Zimun starts at what number? Yeah, you guys are all right. It has nothing to do with the tzibur. Right, that's what I would have said. I think it's a much more fundamental answer. Tosfos is suggesting. So it's not a din in the tzibur. It's a din in a certain kind of shevach that you give to Hashem. So berovam hadras melech. Okay. Fine, as we know, that's the basis for why, of all places, you know, we're going to pass like Rabbi Shmuel against Rabbi Akiva here. So back in the Gemara now, So Tosfos points out, So the way that Tosfos reads the Gemara is that the initial assumption, Rashi confirms this, by the way, he says, Al-Mahachi Adav Kloma Rabbi Matem Ve'afilu Eini Machem, that Baruch Hu would have been better if it wasn't for this issue of Hotzas Atzmo Min HaKlal. So why do you think, especially in light of what Tosfos is saying, what's the adifus to saying Baruch Hu, that it's a tzivoy? Why do we like that? Why would he have normally assumed if it wasn't for the issue of Al yotzi adam es atzmo mina klal, that it's better to say it belashon tzivoy, yenison? Perfect. Okay. So the Gemara says av baruch. Baruch is acceptable. Mikol makom nevarich adif dam revada barava im beirav tanina. Vav nechalak in ad yod. If you have yod, you can't be nechalak because it is shevel okay, no. But you can split into groups besides that. Yamar Bishlam in the Varich Adif, Vishum Hachi Nechalakin, Ella Yamar Barchu Adif, Amai Nechalakin. Right? Why should that be the case that you should split up? Elalav Shmamina, Nevarich Adif, Shmamina. Right? So Nevarich is better so that a person doesn't separate himself from the clown. Now Tosa says maybe it's really Lav Davka. Tosa top here, Lav Davka Adif, Elokia Nadininu, Adadif Hainu Chashav. Fair enough, but be that as it may, it sounds like from the Gemara that it's better to say it the way that we say it. Again, mir velen benchin, nivarech, let us bench. Tanana mihachi, bein shamar baruch, bein shamar nivarech, in tovsin oso al kach. So then we have the nakdinin, or according to other girsos, the medaktikin, perish and medaktik, right? Tovsin oso al kach. And as we know, Bir Bibuchosov Shaladam Nikarim Tam Dachachem whom we love. Kate said, Rabbi Omer Vituvo Hareza Tam Dachachem Mi Tuvo, as opposed to Uvituvo Umi Tuvo. Hareza Bur. Armley of either of Dimi Vaksiv, Umibir Chaschayivarech, Abesavadachali Olam. So Bishela Shiny, if you're making a request, that's different than the Hoda'ah. Bishela Nami Aksiv, Archiv Picha. Va'amalehu, so ha'hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's not talking about gestation, it's talking about chayei olam. So Tani Rabbi Omer, b'tuvo cheno harei zeh talmid chacham, chayim harei zeh bor. Naharbali masli yipcha, v'leisel chasakin naharbali. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nevarech shechal mishalo harei zeh talmid chacham, l'mi shechal no mishalo, Hare Zebur. So again, these very subtle distinctions. Amr le Ravach, Abed the Rav, le Ravash, Yivar Minan, Nemishal Aslavasin, Vilanu Eskol Nisim Ho'elu. Right? This is what we have in the Brach at the end of Magid. Amr le Hasam, Buchacha Milsa, Mana Venisa, Kuchabrichu. Right? In the context, it's not subtle at all. So Amr Yochanan, Baruch, Shechana Mishal, Hare Zetam, Chacham, Al Hamazan, Shechana, Hare Zebur. So Amr Huna Breder of Yeshua, Lo Amar, Nelo Bishlosha, Delekashem Shemayim. That's good enough for context. There it says, Al Hamazon She Achalnu. So Tosfos points out, what's the whole issue with Al Hamazon? Why would that be, you know, a problem? It says, right? That if it's about Hashem, you wouldn't want to point out Al Hamazon. I think that Tosfos is a little bit dachak, because the thing that's causing you to give Hodah in this case is, of course, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu did provide you this Hamazon. Hazan es haolam kulo b'tuvo. So these Tosfos, I think, are somewhat difficult, but they're asking these really important questions. Yeah, Rashi has some interesting formulations here, as well as what he thinks the boar issues are. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. Echadasar ve'echadasar ribo hagufa karsha. Marta echadasar ve'echadasar ribo al makia dadin inhu. V'hadar ktani b'meya omer. Be'elef omer b'ribo omer. Some Rav Yosef Okasha, Rav Yosef Lila, Rav Yekiv, none Rav Yosef Lila, Omer, Lefi, Rova, Kala, Mivarachin, Shinemar, Vimakilos, Baruchu Elokim. So that the Seifa actually reflects the view of Rav Yosef Lili, but we don't accept that view. I'm Rav Yekiv, Mamatsin, Besaknes. So Rav Yekiv, Haikra, Rav Yosef Lili, my Avidlei. What does he do with Vimakilos, Baruchu Elokim? The Chedetani, Rimei, Omer, Vinayan, Shefilu, Ubrin, Shimei, Imein, Amru, Shura, Layam. Shenemar b'makilos baruch elokim Hashem mimakor Yisrael. So again, mimakor, from the makor, from the uterus, the ubar. V'idach mimakor nafka. You can learn both. Right, b'makilos teaches you, based on the size of the kahal, is the size of the, or is the formulation of the hoda'ah. And the term at the end, mimakor Yisrael, teaches you that the ubar may imo. Which is an interesting comparison, because if the Gemara is already focusing on the Shira al-Hayam as some kind of a paradigm, so that already is gufa reason to be mechalik between the Beis HaKnesses and right, the Hoda'ah of, you know, benching and anything that takes place in that context, frankly. Okay. So I'm a Rava Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Tosa says, "Pirush Rabbeinu Chanan dehach kaim v'lan vilkach ben v'asar ben mei ben riva omer nevarich alokin al amazon shechalnu aval b'shlosha the yaskir al amazon k'dam mer le'el v'gam v'asar imen arotz lehaskir al amazon rishus biyado v'omer v'tuvo chayinu." Okay, so we do paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but still possibilities for some distinctions between shlosha and asara beyond just haskara sashem. We use the same formulation. Bottom line is, no matter what, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi Yikul Veirish Glusa Kam Rav Chama VeKamahader Rabbi Meya. So he's trying to gather 100 people together. It's such a big crowd. So Amalei Ravina Lo Tzrichas Hachyam Barava Halacha KeRabbi Akiva. What difference does it make? It's not going to be any greater Shevach Hashem. Amar Rava, Ki Achlinan Rifta Veirish Glusa Mivarchinan Shlosha Shlosha. So the Reish Glusa used to take a long time with his meal. We were more interested in getting back to our learning, so we used to just bench. So So why didn't you at least bench so you could say alokeinu? Why'd you split up into such small groups? He says that was exactly the reason. Shama reish gulusa v'ikbid, right? He would have gotten upset at us. You do 10 people, you can't do it under the radar. So the reish gulusa was going to find out that we were cutting out on his meal. So we were trying to bench very quietly. So they said, "V'nifku b'rachas d'reish glusa." So I did the avashu chleyama lo shami. So the issue was that it was such a crowded place; nobody was going to hear anything. So Rabba tosva hani shloshu the krachi rifta b'hadei hadadei. V'kadem chad minayu barich l'daitei inu nafkin b'zimun didei iu lo nafik b'zimun didhu l'fish in zimun l'mafreya. So what's the case exactly? So Rashi says, "Baruch l'dayte la'atzma below zimun." So he doesn't wait for the zimun. So there's no way that he's going to be able to be yotze the mafreya mishabirech yidei zimun lo yatza. So that's a case of muvas l'yuchal liskon, right? Meleachav demachal osacher, right? Sometimes you can, you know, go out of order, but once he benches, so nafak mechovas hazimun. So Bishmal Omer, right? Baruchu as Hashem hamvorach. Rafam Barpaho Ikola Veknishta Dabi Gibor, Kamkara Besifer Amar Barchu es Hashem Vishtik. So he went with like Rabbi Kiva. Lo Amar Hamivorach. So Ishu Chili Alma, so people started screaming, Barchu es Hashem Hamivorach. Right? They're gonna, you know, there's gonna be a lynching. Samarava, Pasya Ukma, not a compliment. Behade Plukta Lamlocha, right? Even Rabbi Kiva would have been okay with him. Vorach Vod, Hanog Alma, Kirabi Shmal. Somebody come here to, you know, basically to make trouble. Okay, so stop making trouble here with you. Baruch Hu Es Hashem should be rather Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamvorach. A person should not be motzi es atzmo min haklal. Even though Yenison is 1,000% correct that in general we want to very much take into account the issue of gadol mitzvah v'yosa. So sometimes you have countervailing pressures, right? And the countervailing pressure of saying, I'm not telling you to do something that I wouldn't do myself, namely to praise Hashem, is the overwhelming factor in this case. Okay, so let's hold it up there. And Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow. By the way,